Light Rail is changing every community it reaches. And in Shoreline, it's forcing the redevelopment of middle-class communities near I-5. And people there are saying it's all too much too fast, and their concerns aren't being addressed in the process. KUOW's economy reporter Carolyn Adolph went to Shoreline's Ridgecrest neighborhood to hear what's going on.
Talk about a scheduling conflict. Shoreline gave people their final chance to weigh in on the changes that the future light rail station at 145th Street will bring to their neighborhood. Hundreds of modest homes are being zoned for apartment buildings. People fear for their privacy, their trees, their parking space. But the hearing overlapped with the big event on the Ridgecrest calendar, the annual ice cream social.
I choose the ice cream social. And
this is Lizzie Peters. She's one of the organizers.
We like having social events rather than planning commission. I find it odd that they planned the meeting on the night when we have 500 attendees here in the neighborhood. So isn't that interesting?
500 people at an ice cream social. In Ridgecrest, yes. There's a band and a bouncy house, so everyone's here. Lizzie Peters says nothing will change if people go to the planning commission meeting anyway.
It's just political rhetoric, and unfortunately, we all know that goes away in the air. But the families and the people here are the thing we should be doing.
A spokesman for the city said there's no good day in the summer for a public hearing. And besides, people have had 3 years to react. The ice cream social is a tradition in this community, and often there's a surprise. This year, the King County Sheriff landed a helicopter on the grass. But the eventual redevelopment of the neighborhood means uncertainty. How will its character change? There were people who did go to the Planning Commission meeting to express their objections. Doug Hudson lives in the redevelopment zone. He says all of this has been a big shock.
First time I heard anything about this is when I got a letter from a realtor wanting to buy my house.
Pam Meath objected to the scope of the redevelopment.
I'm all in favor of the light rail, and I'm in favor of some increased development, but I just continue to object to the height and the density and the scope of this development proposed.
Sound Transit light rail stations come with densified development all around for people who want to live close to transit. Mary Kay Doyle says she knows light rail is a good thing.
I mean, we need it. I know, but I hate the thought of people's homes being taken. It just breaks my heart.
And that is happening. Originally, 4 homes were to be lost to the station. Now Sound Transit is shifting the station north to make room for buses to move people in and out. 10 more houses would come down. Sound Transit says it will hold a meeting with neighbors this week and that the design process for the station isn't over. But Shoreline is going ahead with the redevelopment. The final decision heads to City Council next month. In Shoreline, I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.